Shaw, S-H-A-W, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Today is 9/12/3788. You believe in Friday the 13th, ma'am? Yeah, that's much bullshit, right?
Yeah.
I got 100 on my organic chemistry test one time on Friday the 13th. So I've always think that's a good thing. Let's see, this is a 36-year-old woman who was at home feeling terrible, runny nose, cough, congestion, runny nose, headache, nausea, some stomach issues, decided to test herself for COVID, and she tested positive. So she's here now for treatment. She says her symptoms are getting better. This was 1 or 2 days ago, and she's not interested in Paxlovid at this time. COVID immunization, none. Mom and dad, mom's healthy, dad has had heart issues, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, allergy, none. Surgery, gastric sleeve surgery, has lost over 80 pounds. Medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, depression, and anxiety. Medication, Amoxil, Prozac, Omeprazole, most recently. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Review of system, as above. She weighs 207 pounds, again down 80 pounds because of gastric sleeve, 99%, 98.5, 16, 78, 122 over 67. Heart positive, swamp positive, two. Lungs, few bronchi but clear. Abdomen, soft. TMs, red. Posterior pharynx is red, inflammatory, non-focal. Assessment, number one, COVID positive. Number two, continue with the Amoxil that she started. Number three, she tells me that she was told that she's allergic to... Not allergic. She has autoimmune disease against progesterone around her period. She has a tendency to develop a rash and then bruising, period. In the paragraph, I told her, let's start some steroids, put her on Medrol dose pack because this is around her period, and this also will see. And I told her this will also help her period symptoms. Number two, she needs B12 supplementation for the rest of her life because of gastric sleeve. Number three, we check thyroid. Number four, at one time had a history of low thyroid, but they decided not to treat it and watch it. Number four, nausea, abdominal ultrasound is negative. Next number, history of sleep apnea, but of course with 80 pounds weight loss, she's not taking any medication. Next one is lymphadenopathy. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is vertigo. Next one is palpitation. Next one is leg pain and arm pain. No sign of PVD or DVT noted. Next number is thyroid is within normal limits except appears a little thin. Next number is hence the reason for TSH. Next number is... no abnormality noted in the pelvis. Next time is echocardiogram within normal limits. Next time is go to the emergency room or come here. Develops chest pain, shortness of breath, symptoms of pneumonia and or heart attack. Patient is understanding the instruction and will let us know if anything changes. Thank you.